Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the sermon is from the Gospel reading from Matthew 14. It's the feeding of the 5,000. Or really, maybe we should call it the feeding of the 10,000. Or maybe the feeding of the 20,000. For it says in the text that there were 5,000 men besides women and children. And so if 50% of the men there were married and they had just one wife, like they do today, except in Utah perhaps, some other areas. But if they did, and let's say all of them had one child, well, then you've got 5,000 men and then maybe 2,500 women and maybe 2,500 children. So maybe 10,000 people. But we know it as the feeding of the 5,000, don't we? We don't exactly know how many children were there and how many married people, but it was more than 5,000 people. My grandma would say, that's a lot of mouths to feed. First, you need space for that many people. Then you need restrooms. And then you need food. If you'll pardon the pun, 10,000 people together in one place is no picnic. You have to provide some basic services, or soon that 10,000 will become 10. Or maybe 12, because Jesus had 12 devoted followers. The disciples and Jesus were not big event organizers. They didn't advertise this as a big Christian rally like Billy Graham. Rather, in this text, it was Jesus who was a small event organizer. It says in the text that Jesus went off to a desolate place by himself. He withdrew in a boat after hearing that his friend, John the Baptist, had been beheaded by Herod. There he was probably mourning his friend's death, and also, I think, contemplating the life that Jesus had to come. It was similar to John the Baptist's fate. He was contemplating the way of the cross. And rather than quit or complain or fight like they do in the movies today to try to get out of danger, Jesus retreated to a desolate place by himself to pray to God the Father. So it was not Jesus who urged all those people, the 5,000 plus, to come, but it was they who followed him on foot from the towns. But why? Well, because they wanted to hear Jesus. They wanted to be in his presence. They followed Jesus as if he had something to do with them, and he did. He had teaching, which they wanted to hear. And he also was the great physician. They wanted his healing. It says in the text that when Jesus went ashore, he had compassion on the people and healed their sick. He was restoring them with his word and with his touch, giving us a foretaste of the feast to come, the picture of heaven, when all of our flesh is restored, be one again. People who hungered for God were finding him in Christ Jesus. And in this case, it wasn't just two or three who were gathered in his name, but 5,000 men besides women and children. Then came the evening, and there was a problem. There always is on this side of heaven. People didn't bring food. Or if they did, they left it behind, or they ate it all already, and they'd run out, and it was evening, it was getting late. The disciples noticed this, not Jesus. And so rather than asking Jesus what to do about it, they started getting frantic and telling Jesus what to do. They said, "This is a desolate place." They said, "Send them to the villages to buy something to eat. It's getting late." The disciples told Jesus to send them on their way, I like this, to buy food for themselves. And it is precisely here where Jesus interrupts and answers them, "You give them something to eat." Jesus tells the disciples to feed the crowds. And this is a picture of the church. God does not teach people to find their own pastures and to feed on the things of their own, but to come to church and eat the food that comes from heaven above through his servants here below. God wants us to learn that our daily bread comes not from our own work, our own seeking after, our own toiling under the sun, but our daily bread comes from God the Father, who is in heaven. He gives it. We receive it with thanksgiving. You can imagine that the disciples were a bit aghast by Jesus telling them to feed the 5,000 plus. We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. We couldn't even feed ourselves, much less all the people. We want to do right by you, Jesus, but what do you expect us to do? To cut up these 5 loaves and 2 fish into enough portions to feed 10,000 people? That's crazy. That's beyond being reasonable, Jesus. We can't do that. How many of us hear Jesus telling us, the church, to go into all the world and to speak of Jesus and the gospel to every nation, to feed Jesus' sheep, and think, what? I'm only one person. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of money. I have only $5 and 2 pairs of shoes. I can't even feed myself. I can't feed the world in Jesus' name with that. Jesus answered his disciples saying, bring them here, the loaves and the fish, bring them to me. So that's what the disciples did. They brought the loaves and the fish to Jesus. Then Jesus ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up into heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, thus says the text. Here we learn that when Jesus is the church's head, there is no lack. There is satisfaction for everyone. And so we, the church, should look to the Lord for the same. The church today should trust that the same Christ Jesus blesses what we have here to make it sufficient to meet the needs of many. The church gathers her treasures here through the offerings and all of our talents and lays them before the Lord. Not just our money, but our time and our talents, everything that we have that we bring before the Lord in service to Him. In the world standards, it's not much. Only 5 loaves and 2 fish. When it seems like we need 5,000 loaves and 2,000 fish. I estimate that our offerings here at First Lutheran are probably less than 0.01% of all the money here in North Knoxville. Yet, how many of you would think that what's gathered here for the Lord could feed and serve more than 5,000 people at once? Just because of our sermons on Sundays and Wednesdays. Jesus' disciples didn't think so either. They doubted the sufficiency of what they had when they looked up and realized that's a lot of mouths to feed. But when that food was brought to and blessed by Jesus, there was more than enough. All depends not on what we bring to the Lord, minute as it may be, but all depends on Jesus' word and His blessing. And that takes faith. Lord, what can you do with 5 loaves and 2 fish when there are well over 5,000 people? The answer, bring them here to me. And then you give them something to eat. You feed them. Or, Lord, what can you do with my life, which when I consider how small and insignificant I am in nature, by nature in your sight, and the needs of the world are greater than what I can meet? The answer, bring your life here to me, and I will feed you. First, God must feed you through faith in Him before we, His church, can feed our neighbor with works of love. God feeds us through His church, and then we don't have to go out and find spiritual food of our own. For God wants us to stay in His presence, and He'll provide the food. He'll ensure it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to bless and to break bread and to tell His servants to give it to the people in order that they eat and be satisfied. God provides our daily bread for now and for eternity, all because of Christ Jesus and His broken body on the cross, symbolized by the broken bread, which was done for you as the all-sufficient sacrifice to feed the world in order that they may live at peace with God, those who come to Him and believe. The text says they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. It was more than enough. More than enough. Faith trusts the sufficiency, not of our works, not of the material things of the world, but in the all-sufficiency of our God. Faith is that which is in us that trusts the sufficiency of Christ's death and resurrection as the down payment for our own. Faith is that which is in us that trusts Jesus is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to those who receive it through faith. It's beyond our reason. It's beyond our senses. But it's there in God's Word, which you have heard. The all-sufficiency of our God is there for you at the table today as you receive the bread and not fish, but the Jesus flesh, the saving body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given and shed for you, broken for you. We should rename this miracle, which is commonly known as the feeding of the 5,000, to Jesus feeds 5,000 plus. The plus implies not just the women and the children, but you and me who are here today. You are one of the pluses. May all who eat here be satisfied, knowing that in the gospel, in Christ Jesus, there is more than enough to be satisfied. Yes, even as there are many mouths to feed, with God in Christ Jesus, there is sufficient for the day to feed every mouth. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.